This is really an effort that came about a year ago when the Assistant Vice Chancellor for Auxiliary Services charged us with coming up with some kind of a marketing tool that would allow us to really share in auxiliary services what our outreach is to the community, what is beyond just our students. And so, of course, we've formed a committee, and the result of that has really blossomed into really an excellent tool that we've gotten a lot of good feedback on, even though we've just got it live. And that's for the community. It's a website for the community.siu.edu. And what it gathers is really all the information that SIU has. I should preface that by saying it's still a work in progress, but it gathers a lot of information that is available for the people in our area. If you're not a student, if you're at home in Murfreesboro or Carbondale or Marion or wherever in our Southern Illinois region, and you're thinking, what could I do at the university? Go to For the Community and you can see. If you've ever wondered, could I check out a book? Are there craft workshops available for me? Sally can talk about some of the things at the rec center. There's so many things that non-students can access at the university.
These are so many programs that are not necessarily new programs, but because the university and its website are geared towards students and prospective students, sometimes it's hard to find that information if you are not a student. So this is the direction that we're going.
And in order to do that, we pulled together and invited a lot of different departments to share their information with us and to create links within this specific website that would allow them to easily navigate from the For the Community site into the specific departments that do offer the different programs and services. For example, you know, how many people are aware that you can join the Student Recreation Center as a community member? And with that, you can also access a lot of the facilities and programs. You can rent space and you can host your birthday parties there. So just to get that information into the audience that may or may not be aware of that has kind of been the aim of this.
What are you hearing from people who contact continuing education, who contact the recreation center in terms of, thank goodness I've got this, or gee, I've had so much trouble in the past, this makes it easier? Have you gotten that feedback yet?
We have heard from some people that say, I had to go through layers and layers and layers to find this out, and now I can click on one spot and I found out about your camps, or I found out that I could go bowling in the student center, or I found out about the craft shop workshops that are in the student center. So it really has condensed that so people don't have to spend so much time trying to dig through different links to find what they're looking for.
How important is that community relationship? The university is about its students and it's about its faculty and its staff, but how important is it to have those people from outside the community come in and be a part of the programs?
I think it's incredibly important, and I think that the resources that the university provides to the region are important to highlight, and we are Southern Illinois, not just Southern Illinois University, but we are part of the fabric of the life down here, and we have a lot to offer on this campus, everything from the opportunity to get your teeth cleaned at a rate that's very affordable, that also provides an opportunity for students to learn their skill as well. And so really combining the two forces of community life and campus life and opening the doors for everyone to become involved. And who knows, somebody from the community may have an opportunity to then spark their interest in potentially going to school. So from a recruitment standpoint, it's also a great resource.
Sure. The website again is forthecommunity.siu.edu. Sally Wright is the Associate Director of Programs at the Recreation Center, and Karen Stallman is the Continuing Education and Outreach Director at SIU. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you.